Constable Julianne Stroud. How are you doing? Thanks very much. Auto theft, it's been up. The numbers are up over the last little while. What's going on?
Yeah, so we've had quite the increase in stolen vehicles in the last couple of months. I believe it was 18 in January and 19 in February. Of those vehicles, most of them have been recovered at this point, but an overwhelming theme that we keep having is people just leaving their keys in the vehicle unattended, turned on, or just having their keys in their on their dash or in their consoles. And overwhelmingly, that's what we keep having a trend on. And it's just a crime of opportunity at this point. So somebody just takes 2 seconds for somebody to see a vehicle turned on and nobody in it and to sip in and drive away.
And that's the thing. I was just mentioning to you the email and the press release that you sent us with the stats and some of the excuses that are brought forward. It's like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I'm only going to go in for 5 minutes, or I've always done it like this, or even just the thought process that, you know, we're in a small town, which I understand, but at the same time, we still have lots of criminals around here, lots of crime of opportunity, and all it takes is that couple seconds and gone is your vehicle. And it's unfortunate we don't have somewhere here for you to get a replacement vehicle right away, and it just takes time for us to find the vehicle half the time.
And then you ask yourself, how much do we emphasize more the lock it or lose it campaign?
Yes, exactly. So lock it and lose it, we participate with several times a year, and there are lots of partnership programs that work with us. And last year, I think we were at home at Canadian Tire and Friesen Brothers and Walmart. And even then, we had people who were frustrated at us for looking inside of their vehicles, and were like, well, you got your vehicle turned on and the keys are in it or your dog is in it and you've left it unattended. Like, it could have been that fast. If we have enough time to write it and look inside of your vehicle and write a piece of paper and check, we do a check sheet to see what's in the vehicle. If we have time to do that, then we have time to steal your vehicle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And heaven forbid, even children left in the vehicles as well.
Yeah.
Especially with the weather getting warmer.
It is, yeah. That's a pretty common theme. I know it's easy to like pop into daycare and pick up your kids and then have multiple kids to pick up and have a couple in the vehicle. Not advisable. Like, the last thing that we need is for a vehicle to be stolen and the person to not realize children are in the back seat. That's the last thing we need.
I appreciate this. Constable Strela,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, not to worry. Have a good day.